英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英语美文，让我们邀请出嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, long time no see, I miss you.
欢迎 Julie 老师，欢迎 Julie 老师。嗯哼，第一次近距离的接触，终于我们的声音恢复了正常，是不是大家觉得
It is amazing to be back. And Happy New Year, of course. I keep forgetting that. Happy New Year, Jing Jing.
Happy
I don't think
New
I said that already.
To Julie 老师, Happy New Year to you all.、Mm-hmm. 哎呀我的天我的耳朵终于舒服了哈。My ears are finally comfortable.
Finally happy with the sound.
真的我之前这个电话连线的时候实在是这个哈。好好在新年新气象哈。大家一起啊同我们同在一个频率了终于啊。In the same frequency.
Exactly, that makes all the difference. And yeah, I can't wait to start.
来，我们马上迫不及待地开始今天的美文。哈，阔别了两个月，就是老师今天呢，选择了一个非常 educative, 有教育意义的主题，名字叫做
Sunday in the park.
周日的公园啊，你以为周日的公园写的是景色吗？并没有，其实写的是一个三口之家在公园里面遭遇的事情。他们遇到了什么呢 ？Briefly,
well, this story is about a family enjoying a Sunday afternoon in the park. I'm sure you did that too as a kid. Did you, Jing Jing?
Sometimes.
I did that quite a lot. Went to the playground and just play with my friends on a Sunday afternoon when my parents were off too. So yeah, this family is just, you know, relaxing, chilling. The dad is reading the newspaper. Mom is minding her own business, paying attention to the kid or something. And then another kid in a sandbox throws sand at her kid. Well, that's not really a nice thing to do, right? Mm. So the mom said, yeah, kid, you should not throw sand at my son. Don't do that. That's very mean. And then the dad of the other kid says to his son, oh no, you can throw sand. That's fine. You're free to throw sand at anyone. So, of course, that's kind of rude and also kind of unnecessary, right? I mean, you don't encourage your child to bully other children, right? So the dad of the other kid gets up and he tries to explain, like, look, yeah, I don't really appreciate it that your son is throwing sand at my son. Mm. So the other dad gets really aggressive. He starts to really like show his muscles. And to be fair, he's a very big guy and he's very muscular. And the other father is not that strong. He's a teacher in a university and he's like, you know, very educated, but very busy with books and not with like lifting weights or anything. So the dad decides to leave the park with his son and wife. So it feels a bit wrong, you know? It feels a bit like as if he is a coward. Well, of course, he did the right thing by avoiding a fight. But still, his wife is not really happy with what happened.
哎呦，这位老师一下把这故事告诉了我们大家啊！简单的说吧，三口之家在公园里，小朋友拉里呢就被对面的小孩呢扔了满头的沙子，而且这个孩子的父亲吧还特别蛮横，说拉里啊，说你就给我扔，没事儿，这是公共沙场，谁都能扔，明显就是一种 bully 的行为，对不对
？Yeah, it's super rude and it's so Yeah,
霸凌的行为，结果这个小朋友的妈妈呢，啊，就希望我的儿子能够勇敢一点啊，你就跟他打一架呗。可是他的爸爸呢，因为是个文弱的书生啊，就说：“哎呀，算了，本来也想打啊，但是呢，哎呀，算了啊，退出了一触即发的武力对阵，就带着一家人啊离开了公园。本来你说这事儿不就完了吗？可是母亲就很不情愿，很不开心，就和父亲呢发生了激烈的争执。”今天我们请所有的朋友们和我们一起来思考，如果你的孩子被bully了，被霸凌了，你希望他怎么做？你希望你怎么做？好不好？
I like this story a lot because it really makes you think about exactly those questions that Jing Jing just asked. What would you do if you were the mother? What would you do if you were the father? It's hard.
那就让我们一起来听听看故事。好，有请我们的朗读嘉宾小高老师一起来进入到第一段。
Sunday in the Park by Belle Kaufman. It was still warm in the late afternoon sun, and the city noises came muffled through the trees in the park. She put her book down on the bench, removed her sunglasses, and sighed contentedly. Morton was reading the Times magazine section, one arm flung around her shoulder. Their 3-year-old son, Larry, was playing in the sandbox. A faint breeze fanned her hair softly against her cheek. How good this is, she thought, and almost smiled at her sense of well-being. They must out in the sun more often. Morton was so city pale, cooped up all week inside the gray factory-like university. The only other people in the playground were 2 women and a little girl on roller skates leaving now through the gate, and a man on a bench a few feet away. He was a big man, and he seemed to be taking up the whole bench as he had held the Sunday comics close to his face.
第一段。
It was still warm in the late afternoon sun, and the city noises came muffled through the trees in the park.
第一句说午后的阳光呢仍然是非常的 warm, 还很温暖的。而且呢透过公园的树木啊你可以隐约的感受到一丝城市的喧嚣。我们来看这样一个 noises came muffled. 怎么理解
muffled. Well, if I talk like this, then I talk muffled.、
Oh.
So, it means that the sound is not so clear because something is blocking it.
啊，就是那种隐隐约约的、mm-hmm. 模模糊糊的 muffled through the trees in the park.
好 She put her book down on the bench, removed her sunglasses, and sighed contently.
哇、wow, 这样一句描写哈，可以看见这个一家三口在周日的公园里多么的舒服啊，多么的惬意啊。好，她是女她，她呢把自己的书啊就放在了长椅上，摘下了自己的太阳眼镜，然后心满意足的 contentedly, 是吧、
yeah.
心满意足的就叹了口气。怎么来一个就说
She was very satisfied,、嗯、very content.
嗯，叹了口气。
Morton was reading the Times magazine section, one arm flung around her shoulder. Their 3-year-old son, Larry, was playing in the sandbox.、
Mm.
A faint breeze fanned her hair softly against her cheek.
对，这一段呢，把三口之家的出场啊，全都交代了。
Mm.
Morton 是谁？
Morton is her husband who is sitting next to her on the bench.
啊 ，Morton 呢就是爸爸了、
mm.
啊。爸爸这个时候呢，正在读这个 Times magazine 那一部分。
Yeah.He's reading the Times magazine section, so it's like a part of a newspaper that is called a section.
就是爸爸呢是爱读书的那个人，对吧？好，然后呢，他一只手臂，这个短语我们要学一下，什么叫 flung around her shoulder?
Well, flung around is to wrap your arm around someone. So if your hand, your arm is flung around someone, then you yeah, hold one arm on someone's shoulder.
哦，就是用肩膀搂着，是这意思吗？
Yes.
来，请老师演示一下，肩上抱着我们的吉祥物小牛牛哈、啊，大家赶紧来看视频。好啊 ，flung around 就是环抱着、搂着的意思，对吧？就这样，
yeah.
就过来了。啊，这视频看着有意思啊，就是搂着他的肩膀。你看一家人其乐融融，很和睦。三岁的孩子拉里呢，正在这个沙坑当中玩耍。哎，你小时候爱玩沙吗？沙子 ，playing sand.
Yes, I did. I did lots, but I preferred it to on the beach because in the sandbox it was so small and the sand was like a bit dirty, so I didn't really like it.
啊，你不喜欢玩沙子啊？我们是很喜欢玩沙子的。好，玩沙子。这个时候呢，微风啊，轻轻的拂过他的面颊 ，faint breeze 就是微风了。然后呢 ，fanned her hair. Wow, 好温柔啊，哈。
Yeah, so her hair was waving in the wind, like was going up and down because of the wind.
Fanned her hair softly against
her cheek.
Against her cheek, 抚动着她的长发。这一幕呢是非常的美好。第二段
，How good this is, she thought, and almost smiled at her sense of well-being.
哎，这句话写的多好啊！他说这一切是多么的美好，他的心中呢满满的洋溢着幸福感。我们看他这么说的，叫 sense of well-being, 幸福感，可以这么说吧。
Yeah, so if you have a sense of well-being, it means that you feel very happy and you feel that everything is going well.
哎呀，特别好啊，一切都怎么这么完美。然后呢
?They must out in the sun more often.
嗯。
Morton was so city pale, cooped up all week inside the gray factory-like university.
他们啊其实应该多出来沐浴沐浴阳光的啊，多 out 一下。然后说这个 Morton 呢，这个他爸爸呢哈、啊、就是一个怎么说 city pale， 什么叫城市苍白？
Well, city people, they don't usually work outside, right? They work in offices or in, yeah, big buildings. Oh. So they don't really work on the field like farmers do. So they tend to be more pale.
Oh, 就城市里面的人的那种苍白，就说稍微有点文弱书生气吧。
Mm-hmm.
然后他是什么？他整个星期呢都被关在哪儿啊 ？Cooped up, 就是被关在哪儿，对不对？
Yeah, cooped up. If you're cooped up somewhere, you're put in something. Like, so if you're cooped up in an office, that means that you're like stuck somewhere. You cannot get out. So he's cooped up in a university.
啊，就整周呢都被关在哈、啊、灰色工厂般的大学校园里。
Yeah, in a gray factory-like university.
嗯
，So yeah, it really looked a bit.Gray and eerie, very factory.
所以他过的是校园生活，他过的是什么？读书人的生活，对不对？好
，Yeah, the fate of a scientist. The only other people in the playground were two women and a little girl on roller skates, leaving now through the gate, and a man on a bench a few feet away.
哦，现在这个 roller skates 的出现的频率好高啊！这个词，你会吗？
Oh no, I really can't. Roller skates, skateboards, ice skates. No, can't do it.
一切带轮滑的，你带轮滑的你都不行是吗
？No, like I tried as a kid. Like, roller skates, I liked a lot. But yeah, I don't know. As I grow older, I don't know if it happens to you, but I get more afraid of falling. You know, as if I'm already 90 years old. But like, yeah, I really don't like to fall. So.
可是现在这些都是奥运项目啊。都是 Olympics 的项目
I mean,
是不是啊?
I am always impressed by seeing people doing that.
所以说你看啊这个公园里面没什么人除了他们一家人之外呢你看就有谁啊几英尺之外的一张长椅上、
mm-hmm.
一个男人坐了一个男人但这个男人是个什么是个大块头对不对好
Yeah, he was a big man、
mm.
and he seemed to be taking upThe whole bench as he held the Sunday comics close to his face.
这里一个 take up 呢是占地方的意思、
mm-hmm.
是不是、啊、等于你 occupy 了一个多大的空间是不是、啊、
Yeah, to take up space, that means to occupy an entire space.
哎，对了，就 occupy, 你就占据了整个一个大长椅啊，就这么强壮。他手里拿着什么在看呢？
He held the Sunday comics close to his face. So the Sunday comics are usually comics that are printed in the Sunday newspaper. So not every day the newspaper has comics, but only on Sundays.
啊，喜欢看漫画哈、
mm-hmm.
看周日漫画然后呢就杂志就贴在脸上看怎么看就这样看是吧对啊，完全的，你看啾啾老师给表演的，都贴在脸上看，整个身体都占据了长椅。好了，现在画面呢，给我们描述出来的是，它差不多是两方，对吧 ？Two sides， 或者是 two families， 两方。那么这两方会发生什么呢？我们继续往下听第三段。
She supposed he was the father of the other, rather fat little boy in the sandbox. At that moment, the fat little boy threw a spadeful of sand at Larry.Some of it landed on his hair and forehead. Larry looked up at his mother, his mouth tentative. Her expression would tell him whether to cry or not. Her first instinct was to rush to her son, brush the sand out of his hair, and punish the other child. But she controlled it. She always said that she wanted Larry to learn to fight his own battles. "Don't do that, little boy," she said sharply, leaning forward on the bench.You mustn't throw sand. The man on the bench moved his mouth as if to spit again, but instead he spoke. He did not look at her, but at the boy only. You go right ahead, Joe, he said loudly. Throw all you want. This here is a public sandbox.
好。
She supposed he was the father of the other...Rather fat little boy in the sandbox.
好，妈妈就在推断了哈。Suppose 说这个男子是谁呢？他应该是沙坑中玩耍的另外一个孩子的爸爸吧。
At that moment, the fat little boy threw a spade full of sand at Larry.
你看，就在这个时候 ，at that moment， 这个胖胖的小男孩呢，突然间，他就怎么着？他掀起了 throw， 怎么说？可以说是拿起，或者是甩出去啊，
yeah.
叫 spadeful， 一铲子的沙子。
So he just threw sand at Larry for no particular reason. Some of it landed on his hair and forehead.
你看，满满的掀起满满的一铲子沙子，就直接向拉里就这么直接的一劈头盖脸的就扔过去了。然后其中一些就落在了他的什么头发和 forehead， 哪里是 forehead？ 哎，这里
just above your eyebrows is your forehead，
额头上。
Larry looked up at his mother. His mouth.Tentative. Her expression would tell him whether to cry or not.
那 Nali 这个时候作为小朋友来讲，他只有马上看妈妈呀，妈妈怎么办？怎么办呢？这个 tentative 是什么意思？
Tentative is like expecting, like thinking, like not sure what to do. Very, yeah, it can go both ways. Either he would laugh or he would cry.、
Mm.
You could not really tell.Kids do that all the time. When they bump their head or when they fall down, they first look at their parents if it's like if it's a good time to cry right now,、
mm.
and then like they will cry if they feel they will get attention. If their parents are busy or if they are like not paying attention too much, then they'll be like, okay, never mind, I will not cry, like because it's not going to give me any attention.
啊，就是试探性的啊，就嘴巴呢就试探性的就那么咧了一下。妈妈的表情告诉她什么呀？不要，或者是要不要哭出来
？Yeah, shall I cry or not? Will this make my mom come to me and comfort me or not? He was not sure.
他在看妈妈的意思，说妈妈这种情况我怎么办呢？好，妈妈的反应是什么
？Her first instinct was to rush to her son, brush the sand out of his hair, and punish the other child.
嗯。
But she controlled it.
好，妈妈的第一反应，那肯定是保护儿子呀，是不是？
Mm-hmm.
马上就应该冲向他的儿子，弄掉他头发上的沙子，并且呢要惩罚一下另外一个孩子。但是 she controlled it. 她控制了这个冲动。
She always said that she wanted Larry to learn to fight his own battles.
哎，我觉得这句话特别关键，对不对？因为这句话是妈妈的一个 philosophy， 你觉得呢？
Mm-hmm.
嗯，妈妈的一种价值观，她总是说她希望自己的儿子拉里呢能够学会 fight his own battle。 来解释一下
well, to fight your own battle means to solve your own problems. So it's not literally like going into battle with someone or really to fight someone physically, but it can also just be like, you know, if you have an argument with someone, that you learn how to talk back to someone or learn how to stand up for yourself.
其实就是啊，让拉里自己学会打架，自己学会把该赢的事儿赢回来。他一直是对孩子有这个期望。
Don't do that, little boy, she said sharply, leaning forward on the bench.
你看，妈妈这个时候已经对对方小孩开始跟他争论了哈，命令他说：“你别那么做，孩子。”而且他坐在长椅上，身体还怎么样？还 leaning forward.
Yeah, she's leaning forward,、哎、so she bends her back more to the front to be able to be direct her voice to the little boy.
对，前倾，然后还特别尖利的声音啊，厉声严厉的说道：“啊，说什么呢
？You mustn't throw sand.
你不应该扔沙子。
”The man on the bench moved his mouth as if to spit again.、Oh.But instead, he spoke.
你看，坐在另一张长椅上的男子呢，哎，就看到了这一幕，他的嘴呢就动了一下，但是似乎要怎么样，要什么吐口水。
Yeah, he probably did that quite often.
嗯，本来要吐口水，但是呢，他开口说话了。
He did not look at her, but at the boy only.
哎，他看都没看妈妈，他直接就看那个男孩，因为是他儿子嘛。
You go right ahead, Joe, he said loudly. Throw all you want. This here is a public sandbox.
哎，气势汹汹的，他看着自己的儿子说 Joe, 你继续。你想扔多少你扔多少。这里是公共沙坑，有什么不能扔的，是不是有这意思啊？ 怎么说还挺凶的对吧
Yeah, it's super rude. It's like, it's weird also, he does not really pay attention to the mother at all. Like, he basically ignores her entirely.
对 who 怕 who 啊是不是谁怕谁啊
Insane.
他可不怕啊就是蛮横惯了啊。好哟接下来第五段。
She felt a sudden weakness in her knees as she glanced at Morton. He had become aware of what was happening. He put his Times down carefully on his lap and turned his fine, lean face toward the man, smiling the shy, apologetic smile he might have offered a student in pointing out an error in his thinking. When he spoke to the man, it was with his usual reasonableness. "You're quite right," he said pleasantly.But just because this is a public place. The man lowered his funnies and looked at Morton. He looked at him from head to foot, slowly and deliberately. Yeah? His insolent voice was edged with menace. My kid's got just as good right here as yours, and if he feels like throwing sand, he'll throw it. And if you don't like it, you can take your kid the hell out of here. The children were listening, their eyes and mouths wide open.Their spades forgotten in small fists.
第五段
She felt a sudden weakness in her knees as she glanced at Morton. He had become aware of what was happening.
好，这个时候她就看了一眼什么？自己的老公，对不对？
嗯哼。
Morton 呢？突然间，这是个什么意思？Weakness.
Well, she was like, okay, this guy is ignoring me.Who am I? Am I existing? Do I have the strength to really win this fight? Or should I need some help from my husband here?
突然感觉到膝盖啊，那么一软啊，因为什么呀？因为
Well, because the other man was very rude and seemed to really not be impressed with her trying her attempts of like punishing his son.
她就觉得对方又很凶，她就看一下自己的老公，突然觉得自己的膝盖又软了，因为这个时候她发现什么 ？Morton 是个什么表现 ？Morton 知道这件事儿吗
？Yes, Morton had become aware of what was happening.
她老公早就把一切看在眼里了，而且这个 aware of something 要特别注意要用一下。
Yeah, it means that you realize what is going on. You 意识到。That's a Chinese word.
你意识到了 aware of what's happening. 明显已经意识到发生了什么事情了。这个时候他怎么做的呢
He put his times down carefully on his lap and turned his fine, lean face toward the man, smiling the shy, apologetic smile he might have offered a student in pointing out an error in his thinking.
我觉得这个地方他写的挺好玩的。
Yeah, it's a very beautiful sentence, actually.
他说，首先呢，他把自己手里正在看的那《时代》杂志啊，是轻轻的、小心翼翼的放在了自己的大腿上。Mm-hmm. 这个 lap 就是大腿，是吧？
Yeah.
你们的笔记本电脑就是 laptop.
Yeah, it's the part of your legs where your cat likes to lie on.
哦，对，说到这儿也是，猫咪最爱躺的地方就是人类的大腿啊。Mm-hmm. 忘了问朱迪老师，家里的猫咪还好吗
？Yeah, she's doing great. Like she likes the attention she has. I'm at home a lot, so yeah.
想象一下哈
，She's very happy.
大腿上把杂志先小心翼翼的放在大腿上，然后呢 ，turn his fine 就是转了他那张脸，什么脸？这里还用了两个词
，his fine lean face.
哎 ，fine 怎么这里的 fine 怎么理解
？Fine means that yeah, he doesn't really have a big jawline or a big nose or big eyebrows. Everything is very.Like, it's very detailed, it's very fine, very...
精致的吧
Yes, as if it's like, as if he put on some makeup or something. Just like Jing Jing. Jing Jing's eyes are very fine.
Fine 就是一些比较稍微有些精致的。有些精致的 ,lean 是什么瘦瘦的哈白白净净的精致的脸就看向了那个粗鲁的男人。然后呢他笑了。笑是什么样的笑呢这里的词也形容得很好叫做第一个是 shy。
Shy is like 害羞 ,it's like a, I don't know, like, hi.
这模仿挺好的。
Very shy, you know. And then apologetic is like the smile that you smile when you're like,Yeah, you know you made a mistake almost. So if you do something apologetically. So you do something in an apologetic way. Oh. Then you do it as if you made a mistake.
哦，还稍微略带点歉意的那种笑容。
Mm-hmm.
而这种笑容通常是他什么呀？指出学生啊犯下的思想错误的时候的那种笑容。
I mean, it is hard for a teacher to tell a student that he or she is wrong, right? Mm. Because it always feels like, especially if a student did a lot of effort, then yeah, you feel bad by saying like, okay, look, the thing that you did was not good.
Mm.
Yeah, that is, yeah, it feels a bit awkward, right? So then you can smile your apologetic smile.
哦，就你看这个爸爸呢，这个时候是带着一种抱歉的笑意啊。
Mm-hmm.
那祝老师给大家表演表演，怎么一个微笑法？
It's hard for me to do an apologetic one.
对呀、啊、apologetic.
But a shy one is like,
尴尬。
Hi, very shy right now. Hello, everyone.
Don't know what to do.
Don't know what to do here. Sorry.
就是这种感觉，就不好意思哈、啊，很尴尬。
Yes.
啊，妨碍到你们了那种。然后呢，他是怎么跟那个人说话的呢
？When he spoke to the man.It was with his usual reasonableness.
用他那一贯的常态的 reasonableness 是什么？理性。
Yes, reasonableness is like your power to put yourself in a position of someone else. So you can like think about their situation, your situation, and see what is the best step to do here without hurting anyone's feelings.
对，带着那种尴尬又不失礼貌的微笑，同时呢，开始跟人家讲理，用他的那种理性，一贯的 reasonableness.
嗯哼，
啊，咱们讲道理啊，咱别动手，咱讲道理。然后他就说了，他说
"You're quite right," he said pleasantly, "but."Just because this is a public place.
他是这么说的，他说，嗯，您说的对，你说的对，而且他是很愉快的说，啊，pleasantly说到呢，他，但是呢，正是因为这里是公共场所嘛。
Yeah, so he wanted to say, yeah, just because this is a public place does not mean that your son can throw sand. That is like a wrong reasoning, right? We both know that.
就这个意思。
Yeah, but...The other man did not really care. The man lowered his funnies and looked at Morton. He looked at him from head to foot, slowly and deliberately.
好，这里叫 lower his funnies. 大家肯定看不懂这个 funnies 指的是什么。
His cartoon.
对了。
His Sunday cartoon.
没有想到 funny 还可以来做名词，表达他手中的那些漫画啊。
嗯哼。
这个时候，直接放下手中的漫画，然后他就看着莫顿，而且他是什么？不慌不忙的。你看怎么讲 ？Slowly and deliberately， 还从头到脚的啊，打量了一下，什么人呢？啊，跟我说这些。
He looked at him from head to foot, slowly and deliberately.
嗯
，Yeah。
哇，这个声音很挑衅哎，有没有？
嗯哼，
啊，叫。咋了
？His insolent voice was edged with menace.
我们一定要学 insolent 才能了解他这个声音里有什么含义。
A bit of an insulting voice, a bit of a very yeah rude kind of voice.
你听听 ，Yeah， 是不是？
Mm-hmm.
嗯，狂得很啊，很傲气的啊，充满了威胁。你看他的 insolent voice was edged with， 这个 edged with 啥意思
？Edged with， it had elements of， there were like some parts of it， as parts of it，
filled with something，
yes，
有点啊，带着一点锋芒，
mm-hmm.
那种 meanness 又是什么
？It's like you want to do。Something mean, you're out there to get someone. Then you do something with menace.
Menace, 啊，就是威胁啊，带着一种威胁，根本就不把它放在眼里那种。他就说了
，My kids got just as good right here as yours. And if he feels like throwing sand, he'll throw it. And if you don't like it, you can take your kid the hell out of here.
哎，就是这个意思。
Wow，
就这个意思。
It's really weird to say that. I feel like really mean right now.
是不是突然间你都觉得你变成了一个特别不讲道理的人吧？啊、
yeah, I can't imagine myself really saying that in real life.
现在我来说这句中文，你来给大家表演，是一个什么样的情景哈、啊、
？Well，
他是这么说，我来说中文哈。他说：“ okay. 我的孩子 啊
，My kid
啊，在这儿啊，你来做 performance 啊，我来做阅读。我说我的孩子啊，在这儿玩的跟你的孩子一样好。如果他想扔沙子，他就扔；如果你不喜欢，你就把你的自己孩子带走。哎，就是这个意思。哎，突然间大家都变得特别凶猛啊，特别不讲道理，特别横，豪横那种啊。
Very, very mean.
嗯，来。
The children were listening, their eyes and mouths wide open, their spades forgotten in their small fists.
大人这样一对峙，把小孩吓坏了哈。
They were like stupefied. They were like thinking, okay, what's going on between our dads? Like, we don't know what's going on here.
好，就是他就怎么呢？怎么说？他就已经两个孩子都吓傻了，说啊，怎么大人都已经开始争吵起来了啊？
Mm-hmm.
争吵起来了以后呢，眼睛和嘴巴都睁得很大，同时他们都已经忘记了他们的小手里还各自握着什么
？Yeah, the spade.
就是我们得给大家表演一下，就是那种。拿着自己的小铲的那种
Yeah, they're just looking They're like
啥情况？发生了什么？什么鬼？
What's going on?
对，小孩吓坏了，因为他们不知道大人都是这样的 凶狠的就这么对峙起来
Yeah, they did not really I don't think actually that Larry really cared about the sand But yeah, they were seeing all these adults fighting now, and they realized that there was a problem, but they didn't really understand what kind of problem.
对，真的是宝宝们吓坏了。其实 Larry 倒是也不太介意这个沙子有没有扔到他。
Yeah.
但是很多事情小孩不介意，大人就很介意，因为大人觉得这是事关于这个什么 self.
Yeah, like adults, they have this pride thing going on, especially like, sorry to say it, guys, but especially men.
对
so, yeah, it's hard for children to understand that because I don't think they really have developed that.
是有的时候小孩不介意的事情啊，大人可真介意，因为这是关于面子，对不对
？Yeah.
哦，这是关于谁强谁弱的事儿。
嗯哼。
好，我们继续往下听第七段。
Now, just a minute, Morton said courteously. You must realize.Ah, shut up, said the man. Her heart began to pound. Morton half rose. The time slid to the ground. Slowly, the other man stood up. He took a couple of steps toward Morton, then stopped. He flexed his great arms, waiting. She pressed her trembling knees together. Would there be violence? Fighting? How dreadful! How incredible! She must do something. Stop them. Call for help.She wanted to put her hand on her husband's sleeve, to pull him down, but for some reason she didn't. Morton adjusted his glasses. He was very pale. This is ridiculous, he said unevenly. I must ask you. Oh, yeah? Said the man. He stood with his legs spread apart, rocking a little, looking at Morton with utter scorn. You and who else? For a moment, the two men looked at each other nakedly.Then Morton turned his back on the man and said quietly, Come on, let's get out of here. He walked awkwardly, almost limping with self-consciousness, to the sandbox. He stooped and lifted Larry and his shovel out.
第七段
Now, just a minute, Morton said courteously. You must realize...
哎，先说到这儿啊。爸爸的反应是什么 ？Courteously.
Yeah, very polite. If you say something courteously, you say something in a very polite way.
哎呀，特别有礼貌。您稍等一下，他说
no, ，Just a minute.
您必须意识到一个问题。
Shut up, said the man.
对方才不管这大老粗哈、啊。对了，说你给我闭嘴，你可闭嘴吧你。
Her heart.Began to pound. Morton half rose. The time slid to the ground.
这个时候已经有点剑拔弩张了哈，那个气氛已经要挑起来了哈。你可闭嘴吧你！这个时候妈妈的心就开始 pound， 就开始蹦蹦蹦的跳起来了。Mm-hmm. 然后这个时候爸爸就已经一半起身了哈，站起身来了。然后他杂志已经从大腿上滑落到了地上。
Slowly, the other man stood up.
啊，另外一个男人也慢慢的站起来了，怎么着？这是要打一架呢
？He took a couple of steps toward Morton.
哎呀，他还朝莫顿走了几步
，then stopped.
停了下来。
He flexed his great arms.
好，这里有一个 flex， 怎么理解？
Like, you, if you flex your arms, then you do something like this to show your muscle, but you can also do... Okay, I don't think
you,
I have enough muscle to do that.
是不是有点展示自己的
Maybe my legs or something, but like,if you do something to flex your arms or legs, then you tense your arms or legs so that you can see the muscles better.
Ah,
that's the idea.
这个 flex 有点像展示或者挥舞着自己的肌肉那个意思，是吧？
Yeah.
大家来看视频直播哈，看一下 Judy 老师给大家表演他的肌肉。
Yeah, but I like there's no difference.
秀不秀没有多大区别哈，啊，秀点肌肉哈，就秀了个肌肉，而且、
hey, I'm going to the gym now. You know, like I'm trying.
Good for you.
I'm really trying.So it's hopeless.
The summer, we will see the difference, right?
Yeah, it's still far away, right? We still have a few months.
他伸出他那个粗壮的手臂，哈，摆出要对待啊。
Okay, deal.
哎
summer, I will have a muscle.
摆出那个等待对方出手的那个架势啊，就呼就已经是吧，摆起来了。
She pressed her trembling knees together.
妈妈这个时候把自己已经颤抖着的、颤抖着的膝盖就拢在一起，有点害怕。
Would there be violence, fighting?
哎呀，会不会有暴力行为啊？这会不会打起来啊
？How dreadful! How incredible!
多么可怕呀！多么不可思议呀
！She must do something. Stop them. Call for help.
她必须得做点什么，阻止他们，呼救啊！
She wanted to put her hand on her husband's sleeve, to pull him down, but for some reason, she didn't.
她特别想这个时候赶紧用手抓住这个丈夫的袖子，然后把他一下拉回长椅。她特别想阻止她丈夫别去打架，但是呢，出于某种原因，她又没那么做。哎，这里写的很隐晦，什么原因啊？你觉得，朱姐老师
？Well.She is also very afraid of the other guy. The other guy is stronger than both of them. And she knows that her husband also does not really want to be embarrassed. So, yeah, she's very in a difficult position here.
但是她为什么又没有那么做呢？明明她可以阻止，她为什么没有阻止呢？因为她想看一看她的 husband 到底有多 man.
Exactly. I think she just really wants to...Test her husband's courage here.
而且别忘了，他们做的这一切都是给孩子看的。
嗯哼，
就是他们如何做，意味着他们将如何教育自己的孩子，给自己的孩子做 role model.
Yeah, I mean, especially dads and sons, right?
没错。
Like sons, they look up to their dad as a role model, same as like daughters to moms. I mean, my mom is my hero.
儿子最想看的就是父亲在这种场合下会做什么事情。
嗯哼，
对吧？好，莫顿是怎么
？Morton adjusted his glasses.
来，眼镜戴上。Adjust 是调整。
Yeah.
那么调整眼镜是什么意思？把眼镜摆正一下下。
Okay. Yeah. So if you wear your glasses like normal, and you adjust them, then you just move them around a bit so you can see a bit better. You can like they're like real on your face because like if you're reading, they're like this, right?They're like on your nose or something like that. So if you adjust your glasses, you just move them more up or like more lower to, you know, see it better.
哎，对了，就是啊，调整一下眼镜啊，让自己看得更清楚一些哈、啊，非常学究。
Mm-hmm.
然后这个时候他脸色已经变怎么了？变得 pale 了，变苍白了。
Yes, he adjusted his glasses. He was very pale. This is ridiculous.He said unevenly.
好，他说了一句话，他说这太荒谬了。可是他说这句话的时候，他的声音已经怎么了 ？Unevenly.
Yeah, it was not really powerful. It was not really like with a lot of, you know, strength or a lot of conviction.
哎，已经有点抖了哈，他那个声音已经这 ridiculous 啊，有点抖了。
Yeah, like.This is ridiculous, I think. He was really not so certain of himself.
他就说，嗯，他说
I must ask you. Oh, yeah, said the man.
听听，听听这个声音的对比。一边说，我必须问问您。另一边就说，问啥呢？
Oh, yeah?
咋啦?
said the man. He stood with his legs spread apart, rocking a little, looking at Morton with utter scorn.
哦,他的双腿呢,是分开站立着的。然后怎么着?他是稍微晃动着 rocking a little, 晃动了自己的身体。
Yeah, like this. Yeah.
那咱俩可以晃一节课,咱俩这样。嗯?
Yeah, to move up and down from one leg, to move your weight from one leg to the other leg. That's to rock up and down.
哎,如果我们俩一直在这里 keep rocking 的话,我估计大家会头晕的。会不会?
Yeah, I will.
我们俩可以玩一节课。啊、这个时候就他就怎么样看着 Martin with his...
Utter scorn.
哟，还 utter scorn 啊，完完全全的不屑。
You and who else?
这句话特别经典。我就想问问老师，这是什么意思？
Well, he basically says like, okay, sorry, but you're not enough to challenge me. Who are you gonna bring? Like, who is gonna help you? Because like, obviously, alone...You are no party for me. You are not my match in battle at all. So you're too weak for me to take it seriously that you want to fight with me.
啊，就那种极其轻蔑的语气，就说你还有谁啊？
嗯，
啊，你还有谁？你还有谁？谁？你兄弟伙还有吗？有人吗？
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you and who are you bringing to fight me? Because like you alone is definitely not enough.
就你，那还有谁？哎，就这意思。我们的同学们说这种人啊，就要练家子，好好收拾一下。所以你看，我们同学们当中有的 listener 就说 fight back。
I mean, it's easier said than done. I would say. I mean, I would be like, okay, whatever. This man is like hopeless.
因为你发现了吗？对方这个人是不讲理的。
Yeah.
对方这个人就是谁力气大谁说了算呢？他不讲理。所以呢
，For a moment, the two men looked at each other nakedly.
有那么几秒钟哈，这两个男人就是互相就这么直直的盯着彼此 ，naked， 面面相觑。
Yeah, so they looked at each other as if they had nothing. They had no clothes, they had no weapons, they had nothing. So they were a bit blanco, so to say. Then Morton turned his back on the man and said quietly, "Come on, let's get out of here."
哦，接下来莫顿转过身，就背对着那个男人呢，平静地说：“赶紧的，我们离开这儿吧。”
He walked awkwardly, almost limping with self-consciousness, to the sandbox.
他这个时候是几乎是笨拙的，而且是下意识的啊 ，self-consciousness， 一瘸一拐的 limping 这样的走向了沙坑。
He stooped and lifted Larry and his shovel out.
哦，他还弯下了腰，从沙坑当中呢抱起了手握铲子的拉里。继续往下听。
At once, Larry came to life. His face lost its rapt expression, and he began to kick and cry. I don't want to go home. I want to play better. I don't want any supper. I don't like supper. With all the dignity she could summon, she pulled Larry's sandy, perspiring little hand.While Morton pulled the other. Slowly, and with head high, she walked with her husband and child out of the playground. Her first feeling was one of relief that a fight had been avoided, that no one was hurt. Yet beneath it, there was a layer of something else, something heavy and inescapable. She sensed that it was more than just an unpleasant incident, more than defeat of reason by force. Suddenly, Morton spoke.It wouldn't have proved anything. What? She asked. A fight. It wouldn't have proved anything beyond the fact that he's bigger than I am. Of course, she said. The only possible outcome, he continued reasonably, would have been, what? My glasses broken? Perhaps a tooth or two replaced? A couple of days' work missed? And for what? For justice? For truth?
第九段。
At once, Larry came to life. His face lost its rapt expression, and he began to kick and cry.
小朋友这个时候啊，回过神儿来了哈 ，came to life， 回神儿了，全神贯注的表情啊，那种啊， 目瞪口呆呀，已经从他脸上消失了。
Yeah, so first his face was kind of frozen. It was like kind of like with his mouth and eyes wide open looking at the scene. And now suddenly he came back to life. He was like, oh, playtime is over. Oh no, I don't want to go home. I want to play better. I don't want any supper. I don't like supper.
哎呦，他开始又踢又闹啊，说我不想回家，我没玩够，我不想吃什么晚餐，我讨厌晚餐。
With all the dignity she could summon, she pulled Larry's sandy, perspiring little hand, while Morton pulled the other.
这个时候呢，妈妈哈是全力的怎么样？Dignity 啊，就保持着 could summon、yeah. summon 就是召唤嘛，自己的那种尊严，全力的保持着自己的尊严。
With all her pride，
嗯，骄傲。然后她拉着拉里的那个流着汗呐、啊，又沾满着沙子的小手啊。
While Morton pulled the other，
爸爸呢就拉着另一只手。
Slowly and with head high， she walked with her husband and child out of the playground。
这里呢有一个 with head high， 说明妈妈还是很什么骄傲的，对不对
？Yes.、Ah. If you hold your head up high, that means that you are like proud, but not in an arrogant way. You just, yeah, you're proud of who you are and what you're doing.
对，她呢是高昂着头，然后呢缓缓的就和丈夫孩子一起怎么样
？She walked with her husband and child out of the playground.
哎，走呢也要体面的走哈，就不能狼狈的走，就走出了游乐场。
Her first feelings was one of relief that a fight had been avoided,、嗯、that no one was hurt.、嗯、
好，马上开始梳理自己的感情了哈，就这么就走了。那走了以后呢，怎么样呢？第一感觉解脱了 ，relief。为什么？避免了打架呀，然后没有人受伤啊。
Yet beneath it.There was a layer of something else. Something heavy and inescapable.
但是 beneath it, 在这层感情的下面呢，还有另外一层其他的东西。这种东西呢，是非常沉重的，而且 inescapable, 是不可逃避的。
She sensed that it was more than just an unpleasant incident.More than defeat of reason by force.
哎呦，这句话得好好解释一下，什么意思啊？他感觉到呢，这个事儿啊，并非仅仅，这是 more than， 是并非仅仅是一种不愉快的事件。
Yeah, it was not just something very unpleasant. It was something more than defeat. It was something more than being defeated by something.
而且不仅仅是说武力把理性打败了那么简单。
Suddenly, Morton spoke. It wouldn't have proved anything.
这个时候呢，莫顿突然就开口了。他说，这样做什么也证明不了。
What? She asked.
那什么？他问道说。
A fight. It wouldn't have proved anything beyond the fact that he's bigger than I am.
打一架，除了能证明他比我强壮以外，那还有什么呢？什么也证明不了吧。
Of course, she said.
好，妈妈就跟他争起来了。妈妈说，啊，那当然了。
The only possible outcome, he continued reasonably.
好，爸爸继续理性地说，唯一可能的 outcome 结果是
would have been what? My glass is broken?Perhaps a tooth or two replaced, a couple of days' work missed, and for what? For justice? For truth?
哟，爸爸说的还挺有道理。爸爸说，那能有什么样的结果？结果不就是我的眼镜打碎了啊？也许还要换一两颗牙齿，几天上不了班儿。为的是什么呢？你为正义吗？为 justice 吗？为 truth 吗？为真理吗？跟一个不讲理的人跟他讨论问题吗？你为了什么呢
？Of course, she repeated.
啊，当然了，他重复道。好，我们来听听最后一段啊，最后一段。
Of course, she repeated. She quickened her step. The child was still crying. Stop crying, she said sharply. I'm ashamed of you.She felt as if all three of them were tracking mud along the street. The child cried louder. Can't you keep him quiet, for Pete's sake? Morton asked irritably. What do you suppose I've been trying to do? She said. Larry pulled back, dragging his feet. If you can't discipline this child, I will, Morton snapped, making a move toward the boy. But her voice stopped him. She was shocked to hear it, thin and cold and penetrating with contempt. Indeed, she heard herself say. You and who else?
Of course, she repeated. She quickened her step.
说完这句话，她说当然。当然也就是承认了他爸爸说的对，是吧？然后他就 quicken, 就加快了自己的脚步。
The child was still crying.
孩子还在哭闹。
Stop crying, she said sharply.
这个时候他也生气了，他就吼了孩子一句说别哭了。
I'm ashamed of you.
他说这句话他说给谁的？
She said it to her husband.
啊，不是说给孩子的吧？
嗯，
啊，他就说我为你感到丢脸。
She felt as if all three of them were tracking mud along the street.
Tracking mud along the street. 她感觉他们一家三口好像都是在踏着泥泞前行。
The child cried louder.
孩子的哭声越来越大了。
Can't you keep him quiet for Pete's sake?
这个 Pete 是不是我们以前有句话叫 for God's sake?
Yes, but sometimes people say for Pete's sake, and for Pete's sake is basically like, yeah, it refers to Peter, Saint Peter. If you don't want to say God, you can say Pete.
也是指的上帝的意思。
It's the same kind of idea.
哎呀，看在上帝的份上，你能不能让他安静下来？
Morton asked irritably.
这个爸爸呢， Morton 呢，也非常烦躁啊。
What do you suppose I've been trying to do?She said,
哎，妈妈这时候委屈的不行啊。她说，那你觉得我这么一直努力教育她，我是为了什么呀？
Larry pulled back, dragging his feet.
这个时候小朋友呢，是拖着双脚就向后退了。
If you can't discipline this child, I will.
这里的 discipline 指的是教育和管教。如果你管教不了孩子，那我来。
Morton snapped.Making a move toward the boy.
哎呦，这个时候爸爸也厉声叫起来了哈，同时朝孩子走过去。
But her voice stopped him.
但是妈妈的一句话呢，阻止了他。
She was shocked to hear it. Thin and cold and penetrating with contempt.
而她自己都非常震惊，自己能说出这句淡漠、冷漠，而且还透着轻蔑的话语，居然是自己说的。
Indeed, she heard herself say. You and who else?
确实啊，最后那句话就是核心点题的一句话，就你，还有谁啊？那这句话是什么意思啊？
Well, true strength. True fight. And also what is manly to do. I actually think that Morton was the most sensible person in this whole story.
这个故事真的给我们描述出了两种完全不同的人物个性。
Mm-hmm.
其实他妈妈呢和那个男子还有点相似之处，就是他们觉得以牙还牙，是吧？
Yeah.
Eye for eye, 就是以眼还眼，就是欺负了你你就打回去就对了。
Yeah, but I really agree with Morton. Like, what would it mattered, you know? Like, he would have lost, he would have broken, like, his nose, and...Yeah, no one wins that way either, you know? So it's like, yeah, it's a very old-fashioned kind of way, stupid way of solving an issue with someone, just to draw your fists and, like, that is, like, it doesn't really impress me as much. Like, I'm really impressed with Morton, to be honest.
Oh, 你觉得你赞同爸爸的这种做法啊？就退一步海阔天空
的
做法。
Yes, for sure. I mean, if the other man would have stepped up to him and, like, just literally began fighting, then, of course, I would say, yeah, Morton, do everything you can to fight back. But here, Morton did the wise thing of, like, trying to avoid the fight. And, I mean...
没打架。
This guy, the other guy, the mean guy, he will always find another reason or a way to be mean. You know, like fighting him would not stop him doing that.
可是如果你不阻止他，他下次遇到别人，他不就是再去欺负别人了吗？
Exactly, exactly so. So, yeah, if you go along with what he wants, then he basically also wins, right? So, yeah, no, I agree with Morten. But, like, the man and his wife, they both have this, like, kind of old-fashioned idea about men and manliness to, yeah, draw your fists and defend stuff with your, like, who's the biggest, who's the strongest, that kind of thinking.
这个故事其实就是一个家庭教育的问题，就是个 family education 的一个开放式的话题。这个你不好说谁对谁错，是吧？如果一个孩子就这样被 bully 了，那你爸爸妈妈有什么样的方式帮他面对呢？那你如何教育他，帮助他认识自己这个不公平的待遇呢？你如何去应对呢？你是以牙还牙，以眼还眼，就是 fight your own battle 呢？你还是忍辱退让，海阔天空呢？父亲和母亲呢，代表的是两种不同的观点，各执己见。那哪种方法更好？这是一个 open question， 大家可以去探讨和思考。如果你的孩子被霸凌了，你会怎么做？所以 Judy 老师，如果你是 Larry 的母亲，你会怎么办？
Oh, I would be like, okay, yeah, we're not going to even talk to this person and just ignore him and like take our kid out of here and just let it be. Because, yeah, violence never solves anything, I feel.
那我可能呢直接上去就打一架了，没有别的办法。
I mean, on the other hand, maybe I say this now and then, like, if I'm at the spot, if I'm very angry, I would attack the man myself, you know?
是不是啊?
But, like, I don't know. I usually avoid this kind of situations and I don't have a kid yet. So, like, I wouldn't know, you know? But, like, my rational self would say, Morten did the good thing.
我估计我得把他孩子埋了吧，得。埋在沙里吧，哈！
哇哦，
开玩笑，开玩笑。其实我们只是想说
okay.
有这么两种观点啊，孰对孰错，最后还得看你父母是一个怎么样的教育方式和态度。理性也有理性的好处，对不对？
Yeah, no,
不打架吗？不流血，不伤亡吗？大家讲道理吗？是不是？但如果你实在忍不下这口气的话，你反正掌握好后果哈。你要打架，你也确保你能打得赢，是不是？
是的。
这老师最后汉语都出来了。
Sorry.
是的。
I hear so much Chinese and my brain is just.
但是也没准儿在 real life 当中的时候我可能就怂了，然后 Judy 老师去打了一架，也没准儿，真的。因为我们自己不在那个场景里，我们不好说。
Yeah,
不好说。
Like it's hard when you become really like personally involved in these kind of situations. Like we can comment what we want about like this whole situation, but we are not there. So and people when they are threatened, they can do different things than what they normally do, you know?
所以现在我们就问大家，大家每个人发表一个观点，你觉得要打回去的请打一，你觉得像爸爸一样忍辱负重海阔天空的请打二，好吗？我们在直播间当中继续聊起来。好，今天的节目就是这样了，感谢 Judy 老师的精彩讲解选题。
Thank you for listening. See you next time.
谢谢大家，我们下次再见，拜拜，
拜拜。